Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
We gotta change that theme song. Like, literally every time I hear it, I'm like, I gotta change that theme song. Anyway, welcome back everybody to another episode of The Weekly Planet. Just a tweak.
What do you mean a tweak?
Just that butthole thing. It's like, it doesn't help. It hinders Mason.
Well, I'm going to chop that out of context and put it on Twitter or something.
The show where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. It's not as rude as you'd think. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
It's not as rude as you'd think.
As rude as you'd think. If you're first
great
time
tagline,
listening.
Great tagline, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, this week we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, don't we, Mason?
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about some Disney Plus news, what might be coming there. Tom Holland wig news.
Oh, my goodness.
Face-off.
That's all our interest all in one.
Face-off news. Oh. Gina Carano news. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about that. Casting for The Last of Us, Sonic 2. What else we got here? Captain Marvel casting. We've got our first look at the Joker and the new Justice League trailer, which we haven't actually seen yet at the time of this going out, but by the time you people hear it, it will have come out.
That's exactly right. Last week we thought to ourselves, oh, we should record the podcast, get it, make sure we get it out on time, and then the Super Bowl's going to hit and there's going to be just so
a
many
swath.
Just there's going to be a swath of incredible, you know, trailers and ads and things that we're going to need to talk about, so we'll do a bonus episode and we'll chuck it out. And then we watched it and we're like,
One trailer for the Winter Soldier.
Fast 9 came out,
No, that looked good. Did you watch the Winter Soldier trailer?
I did.
Yeah, and
Pretty good. I mean, there wasn't a lot more in terms of action reveals.
It's light on story details, which I appreciate. Yeah, which I guess WandaVision as well was going.
That's true.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, our latest recap is up.
Yeah.
And if you like us cracking open a big chocolate surprise,
if you like us receiving bribes, you'll love that video
in the form of a thing we mostly didn't eat because we're old men.
That's exactly right.
But no, we appreciate
that. With poor metabolisms and weak teeth.
Exactly.
So, Marvel sent us a Valentine's gift.
Mm.
Perhaps assuming we're a couple.
Yeah, which is fine. Yeah. Okay with that. As long as we get more gifts.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's exactly. We'll claim to be anything.
Well, we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of, though.
If people are listening to this and they're like, hey, are you guys going to talk about WandaVision? We do. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, exactly. Every week, every Saturday, Collings edits that together like a madman.
And then you put a spoilerific thumbnail.
Get the fuck out of here with that spoilerific.
Uh-huh.
Look,
James,
get off the internet. Look, I can understand why, maybe that's a minor spoiler, but don't go on the internet if you haven't seen it. I can't be any more direct than that. Get off the internet.
You could be more direct. You could,
not really.
You could individually mess, you know.
Oh, that would be very direct. Or even in person.
Yeah,
that would
sure.
be more. But no, there's much more spoiler stuff in that episode that people will see. If you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, I guess. There's some direct for you. But no, Disney Plus have reached 95 million subs this week. They wanted 90 million in 4 years.
Oh.
So that is ahead. And Bob Chapek said this to Deadline that Black Widow, they're going to be watching, seeing the reopening of theatres and consumer sentiment in terms of going back to theatres. So I would say this is probably going to have a dual release.
Oh.
Maybe not in May. Maybe they'll push it back again. But I don't think it can be pushed back any more time than one more.
We want our Marvel stuff. Presumably, because they're tying TV and movie continuity together in a lot of ways, if they knock out WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier and we still haven't seen anything, it's going to screw up the timelines, I would imagine.
Exactly.
The references.
The Easter eggs.
The T-shirts that people are wearing.
The red circles.
Yes.
Yeah, all those arrows. Exactly. So I just want to see it at this point. I'm not even hyped. I'm just like, just put it out so we can move forward, please.
Yeah.
So we can all just move on with our lives.
Yeah.
It's been well over a year since when it was supposed to come out,
mm-hmm.
and she died 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for that. But no.
You're right. It's not – it's – and I get – and I guess that –
because I want to see Eternals and I want to see Shang-Chi, which means we have to see this one.
We have to
one.
Get through this one.
Which is probably, I hope it's good.
It's probably pretty good, but it's not, it's not a game-changing concept.
No.
Because it's basically just a Captain America movie again, we assume, at this point. We don't know, maybe they're going to make some big changes, maybe they're going to reveal she's still alive or she's come back to life or there's a clone or something like that. But beyond that, it's someone with a lot of kung fu and good reflexes fighting other people with kung fu and good reflexes.
For the most part, yeah. Seems that way, doesn't it? I got some Tom Holland wig news, I promise that up top. So I don't know if you know this, but he actually walked into the new movie with his Uncharted hair and a bit of his Uncharted Nathan Drake swagger.
Oh, is that the Nathan Drake attitude?
Exactly, that you might see in a video game. And also, like, his pants were wet up to the knees, like Nathan Drake's often are. Uh-huh. And they said, you've brought too much Nathan Drake to this role.
And he was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Look, Sir Lordy, he said.
Which is
Nathan Drake's signature.
Correct.
Sound when he's about to fall off
when
a
he's
ledge.
About to fall off a thing, yeah. So what I've done, there's a quote from Tom Holland about how he wanted to keep his Nathan Drake hair because they wanted to keep a wig. And I've actually sent this quote over to Mason.
Oh, you've emailed it to me. Okay,
that's right, because he does a better Tom Holland voice than I do.
Okay.
And even though you haven't read this, I'd like you to give it a go.
Okay. Me hair in Uncharted is much cooler, he stated. I have cool shaved sides and it's slick at the back. And that's not very Peter Parker. He's a bit of a loser, so they put this wig on me that was just around the sides. For the first time in my life, I put my foot down as the leading actor and I was like, I'm not flipping wearing that wig. You can just, I'm going to have shorter hair and you're going to have to deal with it.
This guy's getting real.
Right?
Yeah.
He'll say anything.
Also,
he doesn't fear cancel culture. He'll wear a wig that's a bit short around the sides.
So I changed, it was a different F-word, but I changed it to flipping because I thought it would be funnier.
I understand.
But, and also, you're not a big fan of swearing, so I didn't want to put that on you. You know what I mean?
I understand.
So what do you think about that?
I would have improvised around it. I know you would have, Mason.
I wasn't trying to trick you.
Okay.
But you notice every now and then there's a thread in Reddit or something that's like, do you notice Mason doesn't really swear that much? Do you notice that? And people are like, yes. We know.
Yeah, and they're like, why'd you call him Nathan?
Some drunk, obviously, Nathan. All right, we've got another bit of news, though.
Well, Melbourne's 2 days into
third lockdown.
Yeah.
Third, feels like forever. And we might be coming out of it midweek, or we might stay in it forever.
Mm.
We'll just see what happens, won't we?
It's okay. I bought some toilet paper.
Yep.
And I bought a box of donuts, so I'll be fine for weeks.
That's right.
I'll be fine.
You freezing them, or are you just keeping it out on the bench? The toilet paper.
Yeah, I was going to say, yep.
All right, we're going to...
the answer is I've eaten it all. Everything I purchased, I've eaten it.
So did you know that Adam Wingard, who directed The Guest and the upcoming Godzilla versus King Kongery, he's making a face-off movie. It was announced this week.
They went down the King Kongery.
They did.
We got to stop Godzilla somehow. We went down the King Kongery.
That's right. So he's working on what was called a face-off reboot.
Ah.
But then it was revealed this week that it's actually going to be, wait for it, you don't have to wait, it's a direct sequel.
Ah.
What do you think of that?
It's a sequel to the original face-off,
yes.
John Woo's face-off.
That's right.
Starring Travolta and Cage.
Now,
does that mean Travolta and Cage are back?
I guess so. But I guess, well, the thing is.
Unless James, how about this James?
Yeah.
Oh, because the bad guy dies at the end of
Face-off. Yeah, but they got his face still.
Yeah. Did they really?
Yeah, because he was wearing it at the end. They had to take him off and swap it with the John Travolta face at the end.
How about this?
He got his face in storage.
It's modern day face off. Mm. It's too unrelated. Maybe we get some stars of today. We get Holland and Chalamet or whatever.
Sure.
And
do you really noticing if they're facing off though?
Well, that's the thing, James. That we don't swap their faces.
Mm.
They still have Travolta and Cage's faces in storage. A la The Mask. They're filled with evil magic.
Oh, okay.
And they put those faces on, they become those characters.
Like Caster Troy and whoever John Travolta played.
Yeah. Oh, evil Caster Troy.
You excited for this?
Yes.
I think it's There's a good chance it will be better but also worse at the same time.
An unmitigated disaster. Yes, I agree.
So, I mean, I guess we're doing another face-off. And I think it's better to do a sequel.
There's your title.
Yeah.
I guess we're doing another face-off.
Do you think it's going to be like John Travolta is head of the face-off organization?
Oh, it's just been constant. We've talked about this before, I think. Just constant facing off.
Just everyone.
And somebody turned into a horrible monster, I think, the last time
too
we discussed
it. Too many faces?
Yeah, too many faces.
Just stacking
faces
up.
Just stacking, yeah.
Okay, cool. If they could work in that meme where somebody's crying and then they're wearing the happy mask on top into the movie, I'd love that.
They've reached a point. They've been using this face-off technology for so long that whenever somebody goes to buy drugs or something like that in an alley, they're like, using face-off technology? Is that you, a guy with a different face?
Do you want like a trench coat full of faces, like of loose faces?
Yep.
You get a black market one?
Yeah.
I love it. I love face-off, I think.
It's a great concept.
I think.
Let's drive it into the ground. It wasn't driven in the ground enough.
I agree. Well, they never did anything with it after, did they?
Yeah.
Someone's got to.
You're like, okay, I need a new face. Mm. Because I'm going to be doing some face-off stuff, obviously, and I'm going to need a basket of doves. I'm going to need two gold handguns.
Yep.
And I'm going to need.
I need some clips, but like in like a gun belt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gold clips.
Gold clips. Yeah. And I'm going to need some sort of springboard that I can leap off in slow motion.
Very good. I like that. Mm. It's going to be so much face-offing, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I think the most. Do you think they could maybe do a gender swap? Or do you think that's too much?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
We went with
David Harbour and a small lady of some sort. I'm not sure who it was.
Someone from Game of Thrones,
probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. Probably Emilia Clarke or the X-Men.
The X-Men girl. One. Yeah, you might be right. Okay, here we go. So people would have heard this week because it was big news. Gina Carano was fired. Well, I guess not really fired from. I'll read the quote from Lucasfilm, and there's a bit to kind of work through with this because it's a real saga of things that I just fucking love just chipping apart.
We just
talking
about this.
And then
this.
Getting the comments and the Facebook groups and people screaming about cancel culture and whatever when maybe it's consequence culture for some people.
We love it.
Who are we to say?
We love it. We just love it.
But Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm. There are no plans for her to be in the future. So basically it means that she'd finished her run on The Mandalorian Season 2.
Uh-huh.
There were rumors that she would that Ranger of the New Republic show was going to be built around that character.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't end up announcing that because of some questionable stuff she'd been posting online. So they delayed that. So I guess technically not let go, but not rehired, I guess. But it's fired, really. Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their culture and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. And for the final nail in the coffin, because it seemed to be that a lot of people have mentioned this, including the Hollywood Reporter, that there are a number of things that kind of led up to this, and that were Lucasfilm were like looking for like the last thing to kind of like there's
yeah,
the door.
It's a kind of a saturation of events, I guess.
So the quote from the Hollywood Reporter is
James, please, Hollyweird Reporter.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Is it she was
sorry,
on
a, sorry, sorry, the liberal left rag
got
reporter.
Got him. The unofficial, she was on an unofficial probationary status.
Okay.
And they're keeping her close
eye
on
her. That's why she had that pee plate on her the whole time in that show. That's why she could only carry one passenger at a time.
That's right.
Mm.
And they're monitoring her behavior moving forward and waiting to give her a reason, waiting for a reason to fire her. So the it seems that the straw that broke the dewback's back.
Ah,
there you go,
very
Star
good.
Wars, thank you.
Keeping just keeping it light. Keeping it light.
Keeping it light.
Yeah. We love this.
Just a bit of entertainment fluff. She made a comparison between rounding up Jews in Nazi Germany to being a Republican.
She didn't say that, though. She put up a post of somebody else
saying
it. Sorry,
it was yeah. a, yeah, exactly, yes.
Which you got to be clear.
I guess that's true. Well, she didn't technically
say
anything.
She just put this up on her public social media for everyone to see.
Exactly.
Do you have a direct quote of that? Or
I don't have it in front of me because I don't really want to read that either. Because it's, to be honest, it's obviously complete horseshit.
Yeah.
I mean, you can think what you want, but that's obviously not true.
And if you're working for Disney.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So off the back of that also, she made some like trans comments that she later ended up walking back and apologising for.
Uh-huh.
She's been anti-vax and anti-mask, but again, like reposts and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But also, to be fair, she has supported like Black Lives Matters before. She's raised money for various charities and things like that. She's not a wholly terrible person. But at the same time, like you work for a company and there's a like they have a series of rules and guidelines that you have to abide by, just like we do, Mason.
Huh. And I haven't broken any yet.
Not yet.
Huh.
Well, neither have I, though.
Yeah.
We can both fire each other at any minute.
Okay.
We're just waiting to see who will do
That's
it
right.
first. So, yeah, to me, this feels more like a contract violation than like...
Yeah.
Because it's a private organization. Here's the thing, though. Or publicly, yeah. Maybe it's publicly listed, whatever. But
my guess would be that... my guess would be it's a contract violation.
Mm.
And there's probably a lot of stuff where people do, you know, violate their contract in a small way, or they say something stupid or whatever, and people go... And the people, you know, the people upstairs are like, yeah, but people still like them, so whatever.
Yeah,
but I would imagine something she said this week specifically annoyed a very much a higher up.
Yeah.
Because the statement that Disney said, you said it earlier, was like, what she said was abhorrent.
Yes.
Which is like, that's kind of a PR kiss of death.
Yeah.
Like, normally it'll say something like, what this person put on their social media
does not align
with our interests or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, good luck with future projects or whatever.
Yeah.
But to say that, you know, my guess is that word got up to somebody up the top who was like,
I saw rumors that there was Jon Favreau as well was involved because he's Jewish. But again, that's like, these are rumors. We don't know. I'm sure it didn't. I don't think it came from one person. I think it was a group decision.
Yeah, and
I
they imagine. Went, this is. Bad for us.
Yeah, and we can't build a show around this person. Yeah, and you know what? I think it is a shame because I liked her in the show. Like, genuinely, I thought she was a good character and a good inclusion. And, you know, like, even the last episode she was in, you know, there was a good moment where
she always said what you were thinking.
She always said exactly what I was thinking. But the strange thing is, as well, that I find is a lot of the people who are defending her now, which, of course, you have your right to do, and I'm not against that. Do whatever you want. Just fucking don't tell me about it every goddamn day. But that... A lot of people were originally like, oh, she's just a Mary Sue. She's just showed up to be stronger than the Mandalorian and beat him up and whatever. But then when they see that maybe some of the views align with maybe what some people think, that's been flipped around. And there's examples of people tweeting like against her and now coming back and being around like cancel culture's gone crazy and Catholic.
I wonder how many of those people, and we don't have this information here, but I wonder how many of those people were like, get rid of Kelly Marie Tran because
I'm sure it's all in the same sphere.
In a way.
But in a way though, she's also bounced back because she's working with Ben Shapiro to develop and produce a movie they're talking about. It's a big like, we can't cancel us because we're back or whatever. She said, she's only just been gone to use my voice, which is now freer than ever before, and I want to inspire others to do the same. I hope to inspire others to do the same. They can't cancel us if we don't let them. So there you go. Work with that very normal man. And let's go on. Just a real rational being, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's move on to other casting news.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of The Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal has been cast as Joel. In The Last of Us.
Yeah. In fact, Joel and Ellie are both Game of Thrones alums, right?
Because Bella Ramsey is playing Ellie, who played the little angry girl. Remember her?
Yes, I do.
So that's excellent casting all around.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm. Could this be a good one?
I mean, it's a show.
Did we talk about Borderlands?
Oh, we can. So it's Jack Black, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Kate Blanchett.
And was that the three that was this week?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And I think Kevin Hart's in it.
Huh.
Yeah, but that was a... prior announcement. I don't know anything about that series, so like when I see a bit of news, I think I just go, I don't know that, and I don't put it in. It's very popular,
isn't it?
What
I would be wondering about Borderlands is, are they going to do it cel-shaded style? That's really all I know about Borderlands. Yeah, right, is it's got that kind of, because you know, you'll see somebody cosplaying as one of the Borderlands characters, and they've kind of got that.
They do all the
it's like their comic book characters, like they're kind of like, they've got that cel-shaded inked look.
Do you think they could kind of do that aesthetic in a more realistic way on the on Claptrap, which might be the name of the robot?
Claptrap is a robot in that series, I believe.
No, Borderlands. Have you played Borderlands 1 or 2 or the expansion or the whatever, the other things that they've done?
No.
Yeah, cool. Me neither. But it's a good world that people enjoy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been around for a while now, so yeah, why not? Maybe we'll get another good one. Speaking of...
imagine if we got two video game movies in a year that were good.
Well, Last of Us is a show. It's a HBO premium series.
Ah, so it's not TV, it's HBO. No, so you were wrong also.
No, I knew it wasn't. You were wrong.
Huh.
I was right. I just didn't say what I just because we moved on to
I'm ready
Claptrap.
To send an email to HR, James. You could be fired this episode.
Also, I'm HR, I think. So
right. Well, you got to follow the rules, don't you?
You do, that's how it works.
Yeah.
By the way, you're fired.
Oh, man.
Yes, got him. We should start a new podcast, though.
Yeah.
I forgot
that in my contract you can fire me while I'm taking a drink or something. And it's only just occurred to me that's why you offer me a drink every week. Because you'll have numerous
opportunities
every episode, yeah.
We also got the announcement of Sonic 2 in April of 2022.
Yeah.
You saw that trailer?
I mean, trailers stretching it a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure. Was, oh, yeah, whatever.
Unless I saw one that was different, but it was there was literally nothing, right?
Yes. I've written here Jason Momoa for Tails, but apparently he's Knuckles. And again, it's going to be one of those things where I correct this document that I'll never look at again.
Sure.
So there you go. What do you think of that, Mason?
I think that's important for your mental health that you correct the document.
I meant the casting.
No, I don't care about it.
Okay, good. Deadline are reporting that Zoe Ashton is going to be the main villain in Captain Marvel. You might know her from Velvet Buzzsaw, which I haven't seen, but I know her from Fresh Meat. She's one of the housemates.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So there you go.
Cool.
So going up against various Captain Marvels or Ms. Marvels in that movie that
maybe
they're doing.
I don't know yet, yeah.
I think they're going to do a Monica Rambeau, Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel team up, believe.
Cool.
As far as I know. But I think they got to do the Ms. Marvel series first. And I'm pretty sure they're going to reveal more Monica Rambeau stuff in the coming weeks.
Things are hotting up.
Stay tuned every Friday to that show. And then our recaps. Mm. Oh, my God.
I mean, you could just watch our recaps if you want.
Yeah, you don't have to watch the show.
If you want to be thoroughly confused.
Collings bangs out a crazy edit for that. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah.
He should ease up on the editing. I've told him, I'm like, these are too complex. But he's too dedicated to good editing. I can't stop him.
Mm.
I should fire him.
I mean, you have that power. Yeah.
What if he emails?
But he never takes a drink.
That's true.
You know
yeah,
I mean?
That's true. He's never done that. Yeah. We got our first look at the Joker. Well, second look because he's in it. So
this is the Justice League Snyder Cut Joker.
So
was this filmed before Suicide Squad?
No, this was new.
This is new.
He always wanted to do it, and he never did.
So this isn't
like all things in Justice League. This movie.
So this isn't Snyder's original footage from prior to Justice League, the one that we got in theaters, which was redirected by Joss Whedon, et cetera.
No.
This is new stuff.
Yes.
For a new nightmare sequence?
I don't know, because this is what he got here. A remnant of his escapes into the wild when the world fell, so I guess he has tons of badges. Those are his trophies. He's got a look. Have you seen his look?
Yes, I have.
Very cool.
It's very cool. It's no less tattooed.
Yeah. He might have the rest of his tattoos. When they were like, why doesn't he have a tattoo? He's like, I don't know. Something happened. I don't know. Like, well, you could make something up.
Yep. That's right.
That's fine. I don't care. He doesn't have them. The cool thing about this scene is that the Joker talking directly to Batman about Batman.
Oh.
It's Joker analysing Batman about who he is and what he is.
It's just his critique of the Nolan Batman movies.
I didn't feel like it brought enough, kind of unworldly elements into it, but he's doing it in his Joker voice.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How did he escape that bomb at the end? That's the thing. How did he get back into Gotham?
I don't understand.
You can't fix a back.
I mean, where was that pit? I mean, is it in America or is it a different? Because did he get on a plane?
It had cable television. That's the thing I felt fans did from the DC Universe. That is to say, the Jared Leto Joker and the Ben Affleck Batmans, they never really got together. It seems uncool to me that they would make it all the way through this incarnation of Batman and Joker without seeing them come together. And the scene also explains why Bruce has the Joker card taped to his gun that you see in Batman v Superman, : Dawn of Justice.
He what?
Brackets 2016.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, he's got a Joker card on his gun. I bet he just snatches it off him and puts it in the gun.
What gun?
He's got a gun in the future sequence. I mean, he's got a gun a lot of times in those movies.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah, which of the many times
I think you mean which gun.
Yeah. I'm like, is there a card on any of the guns in the Batmobile? I couldn't remember.
I put this in last minute, but I wanted to talk about it because he was asked about the dead rat he sent to Margot Robbie.
Jared Leto.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is what he said. First of all, this was confirmed by Viola Davis in the press junket at the time. Said, he sent Margot Robbie a black rat that was still alive in a box and she screamed, but then she kept it. And this is what he said recently.
Okay.
I never gave Margot Robbie a dead rat. That's not true. I actually gave her. There is a pause there. I found this place in Toronto that had great vegan cinnamon buns. And that was a very common thing. I mean, I could see how you could confuse the two.
Huh.
Yeah.
Can you Google vegan cinnamon roll just quickly?
Cinnamon buns.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Sure. I should do Toronto to see if this is real. I bet it is. Yeah, they exist. They just look the same.
Like a rat. Like
no,
a dead
not
rat.
Not at all. Not even close.
Huh.
There's one called Cinnaholic.
Okay.
It's on Danforth Road. They've got Bunner's Bake Shop on Augusta Avenue. They've got Almond Butterfly.
Is there like
Harbord Street?
Okay. Is there like Edgy Bakery?
No, there's not. There's rat-shaped cinnamon buns bakery.
That
closed in 2015. But that's when they filmed the movie because it came out in 2016, but would have had to have filmed it.
Oh, we've nailed it. We've done some detective work like Batman
like
would.
Batman would and has.
Mm.
Imagine if the Joker told Batman about Batman. I can't wait. Speaking of we are getting a Justice League trailer.
That's going to blow Batman's mind.
He's going to be like, I've never had someone reflect on my psyche.
He thinks he knows his own head.
Yeah.
But then the Joker gets in his head. It's like...
Do you think if it was you, you'd just be like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You don't know.
Yeah. Or you do, but shut up.
You've made poor choices. Look at your weird head. That's what I'd say.
So there is a Justice League trailer. We've seen the snippets at the time of recording this. I'm going to do a trailer breakdown.
You're bloody mad, you are.
You're as mad as a bloody cut snake, mate. So we've seen snippets.
You might want to consider, Joker,
ooh,
that your opinion of me is coloured by the fact that you are severely damaged.
You've been Jokerized.
You've been Jokerized, and that impairs your judgment, in my opinion.
That's right.
I mean, you can have your own truth, but I feel, you know, because you have to say I feel.
Yeah.
You know, it's important.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I just say shut up. Shut up.
Nice.
Just shut up. Nice. From what we've seen, there's the big tank from The Dark Knight Returns.
The comic book,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's got the big, you know, thing on the front.
And is that going to be in the nightmare sequence?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know, though. And we also see Granny Goodness.
Uh-huh.
It's been pointed out. So, yeah, we'll see, won't we?
Maybe she makes the cinnamon buns.
Maybe she does, the rat cinnamon buns. The other thing is there's going to be a 10-minute...
Dance number.
Yes, like Ghostbusters. No, the one they cut out of Ghostbusters, they're going to put it in this.
Yeah.
No, in the middle. So it's because it's a four-hour movie for some reason, they're going to put it in the middle. So you can,
An intermission.
Yeah, they're going to play some epic music, which you can sit around for, or you can do another thing, which is what I will do. I will leave.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So are you excited for that?
Yeah. They should do it like in a video game when you leave the controls. You know, those from the 90s, if you leave the controls long enough, just Batman just starts scratching his head.
No. Look, this is how you do it.
Yes.
It would be Jason Momoa because it's like in Knuckles if you're playing Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Sonic revolutionized that.
Mm.
You know, so you do Jason Momoa as Aquaman, just going, looking at his watch and going, my man, you got 9 minutes, my man.
Nice. He gets increasingly agitated. He's like, you only got 2 minutes, my man. Zip it up, my man. You know?
That's it. What do you think of the intermission? I love it. I think it's such a good idea for a four-hour movie.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So we were going to do longest movies this week, but then we went, nah, because this is a long movie. And what did you say? We probably haven't seen most of them.
Well, I looked at it and it's a lot of Ben-Hur and a lot of,
I've seen that,
you know, movies like Ben-Hur. And I'm like, oof.
Like that Egypt one, whatever.
Yep.
What's that one with Charlton Heston? The Moses. We talked about it recently with Andy and Al. But
The Bible.
The Bible, that's right.
That's a long one.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? But no, we decided to talk about members of the Justice League. We're going to go through, because you've got your core ones, which we'll see in this Justice League movie. But there's some other ones we're going to talk about, some good, some bad. And we want to decide whether or not they're going to show up in a Justice League movie. But that being said, the answer is no, because they're never going to make another Justice League.
I don't think so.
Oh, they will eventually.
They're going to.
They will. But what they're going to do, they're going to trial them out, because we're going to be getting like Hawkman in Black Adam and like Superman in Shazam maybe.
Yeah.
And whatever Batman's doing, I don't know.
You don't think, James, that they're going to – because now the hashtag is transformed from release the Snyder Cut to restore the Snyderverse or something like that.
Right.
So this isn't going to end. So what I'm thinking is they're going to be like – We want a Justice League 2.
Yes.
That is a follow up to Zack Snyder's Justice League. Mm. So we're going to see more Justice Leagues.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
I know, you're right. But okay, so let's determine then whether or not we think they'll show up.
Okay,
so you've got obviously your Supermans, your Batmans, your Wonder Woman, the Flash, depending on what version of the Flash.
I think they're going to show up.
I agree. Green Lantern, normally Hal Jordan, but more recently like a Jon Stewart, and by more recently I mean in the last 25 years. Aquaman and Martian Manhunter, who we will see in
confirmed.
This next movie. So apparently a mocap situation.
Mm.
So are you excited for that?
I'm excited to see his transmogrification process.
Do you think they're not going to do it?
His Martian transmogrification. No, I think
it's just going to be a wiggly, 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 wiggly.
I don't think it's going to be a mere wiggly, 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 James.
Mm, okay.
I think you're going to go all out and all in.
Well, yeah, I bet they would, won't they? Yeah. Do you think we're going to get a new lanyard if we can get to a screening?
I hope so.
Should I wear my old one?
Yes, you definitely should.
I've got yours too.
Do you?
Can both wear them.
Yeah, okay, let's both wear them to the premiere of this. Yeah. And then during the intermission, we can wave them about and be like, we were here, we were at the OG screening.
These are vintage. These are actually vintage. You know how sneakers are worth something? This isn't. But what do you think? Yeah, I'm going to wear mine. What else we got?
I reckon, look, we should go through this list. We should figure out whether they're going to be in the... another Justice League movie, which is inevitable, and also whether or not Zack Snyder would respect this character.
I like that.
Or what he would transform it into.
A transmogrification.
Wiggly, 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 wiggly. A bit of a wiggly, wiggly situation.
We are just going off Wikipedia because it's the most comprehensive list, because we did look up, like, weirdest characters, worst characters, but I just want everything.
Okay.
So, and we just pick
the ones
that we
want. We're going to be at this for a while.
No, we don't have to pick them all.
Okay, like, great.
Oh, do I have anything to say about Red Tornado? Not really. But Green Arrow, what do you think about that? He's Hawkeye for DC.
Yes.
Do you think they just what else would you do to him
that
they haven't done?
I think Zack Snyder would have him like fire syringes,
you
know, filled with drugs and sadness.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
like the Scarecrow.
Mm.
There's a fucking mosquito again. I killed the first one. There's another one back in the habit, Mason. Yeah. Sorry, go on. So black suit, black to grey suit.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah.
With a tinge of green. On the mask.
That's too much green, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe green underpants, but don't even see him.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, fair enough. Also, I think it's hard to kind of do someone like Green Arrow because he kicked off the CW verse.
That's right.
You'd have to depart with it in many a way.
And there's very little to make him more in line with the Snyderverse, I think, because...
I'm thinking about what kind of beard he'd have.
Well, that's the thing, because they took that off for you know, the CW Arrow and gave him kind of, you know, like a crew cut kind of like a...
Maybe you bring that back then.
There's no way Snyder would agree to
like an Errol
Flynn mustache beard combination.
Well, speaking of, we did a commentary for Thor. It's out this week, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
There's a little Errol Flynn man in that one, isn't there?
There's a little Errol Flynn in all of us, James.
Not me.
No, not me. He seems like a terrible human being all around.
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked to have seen that Supermax movie, which was him in prison. Remember that?
Maybe there'll just be some cutaways to him in prison.
Oh, man, I hate being in prison. Yeah. I don't even have my bows and arrows.
I used to be Green Arrow.
Now
I'm not going to show you, though.
No.
Instead, I'm just going to get beaten up in a cell.
I'm going to have a flashback in several years when they come back and remake this movie or whatever. The Atom.
Mm-hmm.
Again, around a lot. I don't know if I want to see the Atom. If I did, I want to see, like... not the mechanical suit Atom. I want to see the spandexy Atom. You know what I mean? He's
got I think what also the issue here for a number of these, as you said with Green Arrow, is that Marvel have the first move advantage in that a lot of Marvel and DC have both had very similar characters over the years. Like it's sometimes been a competition to be like, well, we'll have a shrink guy, we'll have an Arrow guy, and regardless of who created them first in the comic books,
usually DC.
usually DC. Marvel have had a huge head start and they've put them all in They've put all their the shrinky guys and all the Arrow guys, and they've put them in there. So anything that DC puts out there is going to be seen as, is this going to be the poor man's Hawkeye? Is this going to be the poor man's Ant-Man?
Exactly.
Assorted?
Assorted, yeah.
But here's one that Marvel do not have, a Hawkman.
They don't have a though they do. Didn't they cast him?
Hawkman?
Yeah, they cast dude from Black Mirror.
Saying Marvel doesn't have a Hawkman.
Oh, sorry, sorry, but they have cast him. Yes. No, they don't. Do they have? They don't even. They. I guess the closest thing would be Thor,
because of winged helmets.
Winged helmets, but also like ancient being.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the actor's name? No, not Hawk. Not Hawkeye. It's like, do you mean Hawkeye? No. I don't.
No one ever means Hawkeye.
Aldous Hodge. Yeah.
Oh.
He's from like Black Mirror. He was in The Invisible Man. He's a cop in Invisible Man.
Ah.
Yeah. So I think that's great casting. So what would you think about somebody like an elongated man then? Because we haven't had a stretchy boy in a while, have
That's
we?
That's true, but we did have an elongated man in the Flash TV series.
Yeah, but who cares?
And that guy got cancelled.
He got
he got consequence cultured.
He did.
So.
Yeah. But, what do you think that is? We should mention that.
Here's the thing, though. The race is on for a stretchy guy.
That's what I mean.
Because the Fantastic Four will invariably be... made by Marvel sooner rather than later. So they got to get that stretchy boy in first.
I just want to say also, a lot of times when people get cancelled for something, depending on the severity, because if it's bad, then, you know, fuck off forever. Mm-hmm. There should be a road back for people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, that doesn't mean that everybody has to accept them and invite them back into everything. But, yeah, it's good to have a road back. And I was kind of hoping Gina Carano would take that. But it seems the opposite. Anyway, let's keep going.
All right.
So
once your bloody lecture's over.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I guess that would mean Hawk Girl as well, which may have also been cast. But what about Zatanna?
Yeah.
Magical outfits, top hats, little stick with a white tip.
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
I reckon they're going to change her to, you know, black trench coat.
Yep.
That's it. Just naked, but for a black trench coat.
Black trench coat gun.
Yep. That's right. Yep. Regular gun.
No, I think that would be a good one to do as like an actual stage magician. Who's really magic. Yeah. I know there's obviously shades of Doctor Strange in that, but Doctor Strange is more kind of like weird, ornate, like furniture and capes and whatever. You know what I mean? He's like that kind of dude. He's got a dresser that could probably beat you up.
Yeah.
And she probably has that too.
Yeah.
But she just looks like a stage magician.
James, are you pitching a Franco Cotto movie? Franco Cotto being the famous furniture magnate in Melbourne.
Grand sales and all that. Yeah absolutely.
Brunswick and Footers Grey. Mm.
Who do you think is going to do Elongated Man first, though? I've meant
a stretchy man.
Yeah.
I think definitely it's going to be...
well, they've announced Fantastic Four and
I think it's going to be Marvel first because I don't think... I mean, if they're going to put him in... If they're going to put him in a DC movie, that's not going to blow any minds, is it? A stretchy guy.
Depends what they do with him.
He gets a beer from the other room.
That's rad.
Pretty rad, right?
Wait. Is it ice cold?
Yeah.
Then yes, that's rad.
That's very rad, right?
Is it a Han light?
Could be a Han
that's
light.
That's not rad then.
Oh, okay. It's all American?
It's all American.
It's a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Okay, that's fine, I guess. It's always sound like an ice cream to me because we have a Blue Ribbon ice cream here, don't we?
Yeah.
This is one I want to see again, Steel. And this is why I'm kind of like, I wish they did Death of Superman properly because then we could have got the four Supermen of the Apocalypse.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, and now we're never going to get that probably, maybe.
I think, or...
Imagine if you just paused and you didn't do Justice League and you did the four Supermen movie in the middle. And then you build up his return and not just like we zapped him with a box, which is probably not going to be dissimilar from what they end up doing. I'm sure it will be slightly different, but it's still going to be like the next movie.
That's the thing. Were Zack Snyder not, telegraphing his every move on Vero, revealing literally everything that's going to be in this thing, I would say, maybe they'd put the cyborg Superman in. Maybe they'd put in, the Eradicator or something. But... We would know by now because he would put it on.
You'd never put Superboy in, though.
No.
Maybe to kill him.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I'd love to see Steel, like a proper version.
Yeah.
Given the hammer and the flying boots and all that shit.
Yeah. I think, that comparisons could be made to Iron Man, but I think if you...
Yeah, but he's not. But he's more working man as well.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of doctorates, but...
Yeah, but he's a construction dude, isn't he?
He's also a construction dude.
He's a regular blue-collar Joe. He's a Pabst Blue
Ribbon.
He's a Blue Ribbon ice cream fellow.
Exactly, yeah. But I think I think sort of the most effective uses of Steel is you don't show, Like, you know, you don't go into the suit and show the heads up display and the technology of it. You just show him as more of an epic kind of
like a statuesque.
Like a layer, like
does the mask flip up and he goes, "What up, dog?" It's his catchphrase.
That would be more Iron Man's catchphrase.
It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah. And people would be like, "That's not very cool on you, Iron Man."
Be like, "Can you believe this?"
And people would be like, "It's crazy. It's crazy what's happening at this airport."
But yeah, no, Steel would be great. It would be tremendous to see.
Would you want to less like the suit clunks around him and more he has to kind of put it on? How does that suit go on? I don't actually remember. It's an armor, but it's not like an Iron Man. What is sort of Iron Man?
Mm-hmm.
It enhances his strength, right?
Yes, correct.
And does other bits and bobs.
Yes.
But it's not like, I don't know, how does he get in it? That's my point.
I don't think I've ever seen him get in it.
Me neither. Let's ask him next time he's in a movie. The steel would be darker if it was a Zack Snyder. It would be like a very dark grey metal.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Huh.
Or more, well, Cyborg's a more shiny metal, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then you can't do like a Cyborg, you know, looking dude.
Uh-huh.
Because they'd both be shiny metal men.
That's true.
More rivets. It'd be all rivets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real shame we're not getting.
It is a shame.
Because at this point, like, they've been going long enough that at this point I would hope to have seen a Supergirl by now. Or Steel, Superboy.
Another Doomsday.
Second Doomsday. Oh, my God, it's Doomsday, and it's the real one this time, they'd say.
Yeah, and he's going to kill Superman again, probably.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Iron Man, Blue Beetle's Iron Man-esque, isn't he?
Some of them are, yeah.
Some of them are. What do you mean by that, Mason?
Because there's been more than one Blue Beetle.
Yes, but what do you mean by which ones are more Iron Man and which one aren't?
Well, the one that I read when I was a kid was Ted Kord, and he's more of
a nerd.
He's more of a nerd, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Mm. Whereas Jaime Reyes is more of a like an Iron Man kind of suit, yeah.
Yeah, right. Is he a nerd?
I think he's also a nerd, yeah.
There's too many nerds in comic books. Can we just have a cool guy who's like, "What up, dog?"
Well, you know think of probably Booster Gold, who was, you know.
I
would have loved to see a Blue Beetle Booster Gold team up.
Well, aren't they maybe making that movie?
No.
I think we've
maybe
talked about
Blue and Gold was working title. Yeah. I don't know.
I always think Black and Gold, the
How have they made so few of these movies? I don't understand.
It's kind of crazy.
They made 1,000 Marvel movies in the last 10 years. It's been nothing but Marvel movies.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I want to see these.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
James, I don't want to see any of these characters. What I want to see is a behind-the-scenes documentary and why they haven't made any DC movies.
Because they think all the money's in Batman. That's why.
Yeah.
And that's why we've only seen one Superman movie and team movies.
Mm.
And the only reason they made another Wonder Woman is because the first one made money and they didn't understand why.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's one we're getting.
Okay.
Because we are I had it and I've lost it. God damn it forever.
You're talking about Shazam?
No, we can talk about Shazam, yeah. So he's getting a movie, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll work him into the Justice League. Did you hear Black Adam is now called Shazadam or something like that?
That cannot be
they
correct.
They changed it in the comics. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I see. Right.
Let me check.
To what end? To make him more within the Captain Marvel Shazam family?
Shazadam, yeah. Shazadam. Yeah, that works. Just rolls off the tongue.
I don't like it.
Shazadam.
I don't like
This is one I was going to say.
Go on.
So we're getting this in a New Gods movie. We're getting Mr. Miracle, a.k.a. Scott Free, which hopefully means we're also getting Big Barda, hopefully.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
Gina Carano would have been a great Big Barda.
She would have been a great Big Barda.
Maybe they'll snap her up. Maybe DC will snap her up.
Yeah, maybe
Snyder
they will.
Snyder would snap her up after this.
I think he might, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's – I don't know what the chances are of him doing another DC movie anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But – him, we'll see. I reckon if it does really well, then, and the fan campaigns, et cetera, then maybe.
But again, if they do the Eternals first, it's a kind of, I mean, and they're not particularly similar.
No.
But on a surface level, it's, you know, godlike beings from another world.
Yep.
People will be like, oh, they're just trying to get.
That's right. They're trying to whatever, aren't they?
Yeah.
But I love those characters. And again, so like, even if we don't see him in a Justice League movie, they are building this universe. It is happening.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't know when or why or how or if or when. Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to see
it? Or why.
Or if.
Yeah.
And how.
And how.
There's so many Hawkman and Hawkwomans. Yeah, what about a Dr. Fate? He turns up with a big bell on his head and he's like,
"Yeah, no,
hello."
I'm going to say chances are slim to none just because he's another magic user with Doctor in his name, a la Doctor Strange. Yeah. And people will be like, wow, this is
Doctor Strange with a bell on his head.
Yeah, they'll be like, you are grasping at straws with Doctor Strange with a bell on his head.
I love Dr. Fate, though. Mm-hmm. By love, I mean, when he shows up, I'm like, oh, he's about to say something about the future. What's he going to say?
I think if anything, they would probably put, if they want an enigmatic man to show up and be like,
Dead Man?
Dead Man Light? Or Phantom Stranger.
Okay,
who's
sure,
one of those
yeah.
guys who shows up with a cloak and a hat and he's like,
guess what?
Grim portents for the future, Superman.
Did you not? I normally don't interfere, but as always, I'm interfering. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about Orion?
Nah. Of the New Gods?
Sure. I mean, we'll see that in New Gods, I guess.
Yes.
There's one called Tasmanian Devil.
I'm unfamiliar with Tasmania.
What the fuck is this?
Open it up and tell us all about
like
Tasmanian Devil.
He just looks like a big Tasmanian Devil.
Okay.
So he's unrelated to the Looney Tunes character. Okay. He first appeared in 1986.
Okay.
He's a born metahuman with the ability to turn into a large and intelligent Tasmanian Devil, similar to a werewolf. So he's a werewolf. Got it. Great.
Is he Australian? I want to know all about this guy.
Oh, okay.
Because we've on a previous episode, we have talked about the Marvel villain, the Kangaroo.
Yes.
Who, of course, is not Australian, but went to Australia and learned how to leap from the kangaroos.
I do not like that at all.
So is this guy Australian or is he stealing our culture?
Let's find out. So his real name is, what's his name? Hugh Dawkins.
Great.
And
great, Hugh Dawkins. Great work. You really...
They are, so it says they are preparing the Justice League Australian Embassy. So I think he is Australian.
Okay.
So yeah. Mm. Or he's not. Who cares? Wow. There you go. That one was too high on the list and I do not like it. What about Animal Man?
Wait, so he was in the Justice League, Tasmanian Devil.
Apparently. Wow. Or he's in the, hang on, Justice League International.
Okay, the joke count? Justice League.
No, there's some good ones in here. There's Fire and Ice. There's Red Rocket number 4 and Rocket Red number 4 and uh-huh. number 7. There's Captain Atom. Some names here.
How
Guy Gardner, Green Lantern.
Yeah, yeah. How long do you think this? How many movies do you think it'll be before they release a Justice League Antarctica movie? Because as a kid, I don't have a lot of my old comics from when I was a kid. But one that I did keep, it was a Justice League. I think it was a Justice League International annual that featured Justice League Antarctica, and it was basically a bunch of losers
that were
sort of former villains who were offered the opportunity to a la the Suicide Squad to like reform themselves and become the Justice League Antarctica, and they fought a bunch of penguins killer penguins.
Okay. It'd be cool if they fought all the Freezemen. There's a bunch of Freezemen.
Like a Captain Cold.
And the other ones.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's Mr. Freeze, there's Dr. yes. Freeze.
Yes.
There's Freezy Freezo. There's the fridge. It's just a fridge. he doesn't freeze. He keeps things cool.
Yeah, right.
What else we got here?
Well, that's a great tagline though, James. He can get his own solo movie. He doesn't freeze, but he keeps things cool.
Keeps things cool, yeah. What about, Animal Man.
Yeah, okay.
I like Animal Man. So he got his powers from aliens, but he didn't, did he?
Well, he got his powers because he's fictional. That's the...
Shut up, Mason.
No, but here's
Shut
the thing,
up.
James. He's aware he's fictional.
Oh, he's one of those
That's
guys.
What I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that for all of these from now on. No, but he's not in the new 52, wasn't he? Because it wasn't it... He thought it was aliens, but it actually was like the Earth gave them to him or whatever.
Yes.
It was like weird animal spirits or something. It was a good run.
Mm.
His dead son in it. It was grim.
Why would they bring in Animal Man?
Because it's funny.
Yeah, I know it's funny. They're all... James, they're all funny and ridiculous. But would they, would it be like an animal, would it be a movie about animal rights or would it be a movie about vegetarianism?
Sure.
You know?
I'd want to take like a serious run at it because I think he's good. Like I think he's a genuinely good character.
Uh-huh.
You do some Swamp Thing stuff, they're always the red and the green teaming up, aren't they?
That's true.
So I'm just reading the Justice League Antarctica members here. Do you mind if I give them a list them off? So Major Disaster.
Yep.
Gnort.
Gnort's a Green Lantern, but he looks like a dog.
Yeah. Multi-man?
He every time he dies, he comes back with a different superpower and he's really depressed.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come back with a cure for his depression.
No, never does.
Oh. Big Sir?
He's really big and dumb.
Okay. Clue Master?
He's like a third-rate The Riddler.
Gotcha.
And his daughter is Spoiler, who became Robin briefly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question mark mask? No.
No, Spoiler? Just like a bandana.
Okay.
Like an orange suit.
Isn't there other spoilers?
No, just the one.
Great. Clock King.
Yeah. Very timely.
Yeah. The Mighty Bruce. It says our real name Bruce, presumably.
He's just a guy, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Yep. And Scarlet Skier.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
I would love to see.
This is just.
But they say that's the thing. Like, if they would, if, and I don't want to just harp on DC and Warner Brothers, but if they
that'd
had
be
made,
cool. I'd definitely watch
if they
that.
Had made 20 movies by now,
yeah.
And it's very easy for me to say, why don't you just make 20 movies? But Marvel did it,
yeah.
By this point, we would be well primed for a comedic Justice League movie,
totally.
Just a stupid one, and they're like, hey, this one's in Antarctica. The mighty Bruce is in it.
You love Ambush Bug, don't you?
I do. And he is also aware that he is fictional.
Cool. What's Red Arrow? Oh, that's is that Speedy?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. We haven't talked about Supergirl.
Go on.
She says she's in the Cry for Justice team, in a miniseries, I should say. Yeah, do something with her. She's on TV or was.
Yeah, do a Birds of Prey sequel.
Yeah.
They won't, but no. They could.
Or do a Supergirl or Superwoman movie. I guess. I don't know. Do something. Do something, Mason, for once. What about some more of the Bat family then? Like if you put in a Robin or a Batgirl or a...
Be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Someone else. Do you know what I mean? Make something else happen. Imagine making something else happen.
I wouldn't even dare, James. Which, if you were going to see a Robin, which one would you want it to be?
If I wanted to see a Robin.
Mm-hmm. And you do.
I think I just want Nightwing. Like start there. And then just branch out.
Because
he's not normally in the Justice League, though, is he?
No, he's normally in the Titans.
Teen Titans.
And canonically,
yeah.
Zack Snyder has said that the Robin that was killed in his Justice League was Dick Grayson,
yes.
aka Robin and then Nightwing. But
maybe he was turned into the Joker. You're right.
It's never been said in the movie. So no. if they want to bring back Dick Grayson, they can just do it.
Also, there was a magic wishing rock, and everybody went mad in the 80s. So it doesn't matter. They can just do anything.
That's true. Oh like, yeah, that's right.
There was a magic wishing rock, yeah. Mason.
How quickly we forget.
It was also turned into a man, just to clarify.
Yeah, that's true.
In case we get emails. Mm,
yeah, yeah.
Well, we kind of skipped over this one, but Booster Gold is a great character.
Oh yeah,
he's a really good Justice League episode about him that centers on him.
The cartoon.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you can explain him. You know.
Well, he's
about
he appears on the scene.
Yep.
In the modern day, and he's like, "Hey, I'm a superhero, and I'm getting all these brand endorsement deals, and I'm the superhero everybody wants to be. I'm super cool." But it turned out that he's from the future, and he was like a wannabe sports star who had a gambling problem, and he didn't hit it, and then he lost all his fame and fortune, and then he started working in a superhero museum, and he's just like, if I went back in time, if I stole all this superhero stuff,
yeah,
and I went back in time,
because he's not superpowered,
no,
yeah, it's all
gimmicks,
tech stuff,
yeah.
Mm. And then he does,
yeah,
but sometimes he's erased from history every now and then, isn't
That's
he?
That's correct, yeah.
Every now and then, someone will hit something that stops him from
classic
existing.
Cancel culture.
It really is, isn't it?
Mm.
What about John Constantine?
Taken a few shots, haven't they? Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they'd. What if they just brought in Keanu Reeves and just be like, he's Constantine? I'd be okay with that,
people
honestly.
I would love that.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Because I know he's supposed to be British and blonde and stern.
Yeah.
I know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But here's the thing, he's been Constantine before.
Yes.
And that there's a lot of, as we've said before, there's a lot of value to just having someone there for a while,
yep,
and then threaten to take them away, and people are like, "How dare you!"
Remember when Brandon Routh was Superman again?
Yes,
everyone crazy.
Exactly. It would explode people's brains now, and we're still in the Keanaissance.
Yes,
and I
not
say
a bad guy.
I say Kia. Yes,
I also say Kia. Yes, yeah. I mean, again, like sure, blonde Constantine, but why would you?
Right,
just do this version, I guess. God. Yeah. And also we know definitively in that universe Shia LaBeouf is dead, which means he can't come back.
It's true.
So that's okay with me. What about
in the nightmare sequence.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
What about Dead Man?
Because
you can give that to multiple people also.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves could be a dead man.
Mm-hmm.
So Dead Man is a guy who, well, if you die, then you get the Dead Man powers and you can come back. And if you've got a big D on you, I can't remember.
There's just one of him, James.
No, because in Injustice.
Yes.
Dick Grayson becomes Dead Man.
Ah,
yeah.
Right.
You can the Dead Man powers can be transferred.
Okay.
Even though that's an alternative universe or whatever. You know what I'm talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you think that'd be cool?
Would it be cool?
Would it be cool?
As a concept, I'm sure it is cool, yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. For people who don't know, Dead Man can inhabit. He's a spirit and he can inhabit other people's bodies.
Mm.
Do we need him for this DC universe, though?
No,
what's the big...
He'd be a Justice League Dark character.
Yeah.
If he were to appear at all.
Yes.
Remember that movie they were going to make?
Yes.
And maybe they still are.
Well, they made the cartoon.
But if and when and how?
Right.
An if.
Or why.
Yeah. My God. What about Adam Strange?
Yes. I am kind of
is
a
he
fan
one of those guys who knows who he is and whatever?
No, he's like a Buck Rogers kind of character.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a jetpack and ray gun kind of guy.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool. All right, fair enough. What if he went more like into a Lobo direction? Would you do Justice League Dark? Would he be like a weirder version?
No,
whatever?
He'd be out of space. He'd be, I would love to see the Dark
maybe
like
maybe a Green Lantern Corps, not addition, but in that
yeah,
kind
for
of
sure.
movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Or show that they're making?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Oh my God, I'm looking here. Start.
James, every time you say one of these characters, it just makes me
you
sad.
You look really upset.
It just makes me sad that there's like, you said that and I'm like, oh, yeah, he'd fit right in the Guardians of the Galaxy because Marvel have already gone like, hey, wacky out of space. He's out. We've explored Earth and that's cool, but you thought that was it, but we went out to space and it's amazing. Yeah. Look at all these incredible sights and sounds and,
you could drag
and mythology.
In, yeah, and you could drag in somebody of his like equal in the Marvel Universe because they've set it up for that.
Yeah.
In multiple movies.
Yes.
But yeah, right. It is very upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, DC has, in the comics, exactly as rich cosmology, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I love. I love all that stuff. And to be like, okay, well, I guess he's probably just an angry albino guy at a bar. That's what he'll be. Or he'll just be, Lex Luthor will build him in a pit, a big wet pit. He'll emerge from a big wet pit. Yeah, exactly.
We got this DNA from a meteor or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, imagine that.
God.
We got this DNA from a meteor or whatever. What do you think, Mercy? Oh, I killed you in that courtroom explosion. Yeah. Just talking to myself.
Anyway, I just pour this DNA in all wet piss. See what we get. Oh, it's a big albino guy.
So what about the Future's End Justice League? Because this is 35 years in the future. Uh-huh. What if we took it ahead?
Okay.
And looked at a different team. So this team's got Kal-El Superman. It's got Kyro as Green Lantern.
When you say Kal-El Superman, which one are you talking about?
The regular Superman.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, he's Kal-El.
Yes, I know.
Is there another Kal-El?
No, but I mean, it's just regular Superman except slightly older.
Yeah, exactly.
Say.
He's probably got grey temples. Yeah, yeah, sometimes yeah. He doesn't. I don't know. Big Barda.
Uh-huh.
Aqua Girl.
Okay.
Warhawk. And Micron.
All right.
Who's Micron?
I don't know.
Never heard of Micron. Let me check into Micron. The Atom is a I think he's an Atom dude. Yeah, okay. He's one of those guys who is Atom, but not, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Unknown name. Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like a boring team and I hate it.
No, I got some good stuff in there. Don't you want to see Superman from the future? See what he's up to? He's like, I'm jaded a bit now. But then they've done that.
Exactly.
So.
You were jaded before.
No, but I'm a bit more jaded.
There was a brief period in the middle where I was full of hope and life.
When I came back.
You didn't see that. You didn't see any of that because we haven't made that movie yet.
Don't you think also when he came back to life, though, he would get that like flash of like, I love being alive and that's cool. How long do you reckon that would last? Until the first oil tanker he has to drag?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, again with the oil tanker dragging.
Speaking of Superman, we recorded Superman 3, but Superman 2 is coming up this week for Caravan of Garbage.
That's
we're
right.
doing the Christopher Reeve movies. Ben is working on them as we podcast.
That's right.
I don't really have any others here that I really want to talk about. Do you have any others?
Well, let's have a look.
Yeah. This is kind of depressing. I thought this would be fun, but I'm just sad. Asriel, what about like a Jean-Paul Val? That's more of a Batman kind
it's
of
more
movie
of a Batman
thing.
Villain, yeah.
What about Detective Chimp?
I would love to see Detective
That's
Chimp.
A Justice League Dark thing
yeah.
as well, yeah. So for those who don't know, he is a – it's the name.
Yeah.
The name is
well,
what
see,
he is.
See, that's the thing. Like this – I why not do Justice League Dark? You don't have to call it Justice League Dark. Just be like, here's a bunch of magical weirdos in the DC universe.
That's what they should call
Put
it.
Put in constant – Keanu Reeves, Constantine, bring him back. People that's yep. your linchpin. That would be incredible. Then you put in Detective Chimp. It's Jack Black.
Whoa.
Because he was in King chimp. Kong.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, whoa, you know?
Whoa.
And then you get bloody Constantine, different two constant Constantines.
Wow.
You get TV Constantine.
Constant Constantine.
That's right.
I did like TV Constantine. I thought he was good.
You would.
I did. Mm-hmm, I yeah. do. Yeah. yeah.
Bring in Barbara Gordon as Oracle, leading the
That'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about if they did, like, put her as a Bat character instead?
That'd be great also.
Mm. Two great choices. What about Katana?
I mean, I wouldn't want to mess with her, obviously.
Well, obviously, she's got that.
You got that sword that traps the soul of a
victim.
So.
God, there's some crap names here, though, isn't there?
Would you like to see a Justice Society?
Yeah, who's that again? I get them all confused.
That is the World War II era.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Team,
yeah,
right?
I love that comic. Yes.
I think there's a Justice Society animated movie coming up soon.
Or it's out.
Mm. But it's also got a modern-day Flash in it for some reason. They're like, we're gonna stop World War II, but also
Barry Allen's here.
Or it's World War I, but it doesn't matter. But anyway, and also Barry Allen's here. You don't why we don't need that.
No, we
don't. Unless it's great. I don't know.
We need a guy from the future who goes, This is just like Game of Thrones, guys. And they're like, we don't know what that is. And he's like, don't worry.
Can you believe this?
Can you believe this? This is like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, that's right.
He's from 2017.
Yeah. You ever play a Wolfenstein? It's just like Wolfenstein around here.
We don't know what Wolfenstein is.
It's a video game based,
I don't know what
based
that
on
is.
The war we're currently in. Excuse me? They've made a game based on this war? Yeah. There's heaps of them. We have a fun time.
There's one a minute.
Yeah, there's so many. And people are, and people like these. Some people are mad about them. Because there's a woman in it.
That's
not
right.
Not because it's glorifying war, but there's a woman soldier. And they're mad about
it. They're mad about it. I'm just looking at all these speeds to
come. Now that I say these things, it sounds crazy. I'm going to go back to the modern day because I'm the Flash.
So I'm looking at all these different speeds to characters and I'm just like, whatever, to be honest.
Mm.
Do you want to see any of the other speedsters?
Nope.
They're all kind of the same.
They're all kind of the same.
And I know they're different. Uh-huh. But they're all kind of the same.
Every time I watch a trailer for the new season of The Flash, every time there's a new...
Who's this new speedster, Mason?
Right?
This one's wearing a black mask.
And then somebody says, run, Barry, run.
But he's like, oh, this one's faster than even me.
Run faster. And he's like, okay.
I don't watch it. That's probably great. It's still going, isn't it?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love all those, James.
Black Condor?
No.
Agent Liberty?
Nope.
This one called Ray?
I actually love the Ray.
This is just Ray.
Click on it and see what it says.
The Ray's a fictional.
They're all fictional, mate.
Shut up. Ray Terrell.
He's the Ray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then why does it just say someone needs to fix this?
But anyway, the Ray was in World War II, but then in the
90s. The Flash.
In the 90s, there was a sequel series. There's another mosquito?
Yeah. Didn't get it. Missed that one.
Yeah, it's right there. In the 90s, there was a Ray sequel series where it was about his son.
Yeah.
And he. His son was told his entire life that he couldn't go outside because the sun would, you know.
Sunrise.
Yeah, he had like a, you know, a debilitating condition that would kill him, and then finally he leaves his house and he's like, oh, no, I've got superpowers and a bad dad apparently.
So he gets his powers from the sun?
Yeah.
But only directly? Like in Superman 4?
He doesn't have to go into the sun.
No, but he can like absorb the rays like
a
plant.
Yeah.
That's why he's called Ray. What's his son's name?
Oh, Ray is his son.
Oh.
The other one's called, like, Joe or something. You know?
Joe.
Yeah. Anyway, I love the Ray. The Ray was really good.
It sounds like it's a character.
I would love to see the Ray.
All right. Well, you can't because they're not making any of these.
God damn it. Well, I'll watch the episodes of Legends of Tomorrow that he's in.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Is he in a house in that and he comes out and he's like.
I don't think his origin is really discussed that much.
This is crazy. Listen, we've got to move on though, Mason.
Okay.
Because we've got to do the next segment of the show. And do you remember what it's called?
It's called What We're Reading.
Yep.
Then there's an additional part to it.
Yep.
Which is What We're Gonna Read.
That's correct. And here we go. I'm doing the thing. Westworld. Couple of weeks ago,
yes.
People thought I didn't say it, but I did say it just quietly. Yeah, so I just want to make sure that I am.
You made
still
an oath
it.
To yourself.
I did.
You would always say it.
Would always say it.
The further away from context it gets, matters naught for you, James. It you would just naught. Keep saying it.
That's right. Now, what I've been reading, which I've been really enjoying coming back to, is the first volume of Invincible.
Oh yes,
which we're going to cover for the next book club, aren't
That's
we?
Right. Yes.
Maybe the one after that. I can't remember. Where we're up to. I think we're up to this. Yeah. It's good. It's still good, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But what are you reading?
Does it feel like a what is it about? What
it's
is
quicker
it
than I remember. Like it moves quicker.
Yeah,
than
right.
I remember it.
And I think that was also kind of the style at the time.
Yeah,
like it's kind of I don't know. I think they call it deconstructed storytelling. But it was like, you know, you'd look at a page and it's literally just someone getting out of bed and getting ready to go outside, and then the next page is them walking down the street.
No, they don't do any of that.
Huh.
It's quick.
Oh, it's fast-paced. There's a lot of punching.
So it's just like it'll just cut to him stopping a bank robber.
Oh, no, that's
And then he's like, let's get bagels or whatever.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've been watching Dead Pixels, which is a British sitcom about gaming nerds.
Oh, I've heard that's good, right?
It's fun.
Maybe
I mean,
from
it's,
you.
No, I don't think so. This is the first time I've mentioned it.
We've talked in real
We've
life.
We've never talked in real life, James. we will never.
You're right. Yeah, so what about it, though?
It's fun in the way of like you get the, you know, the briefest kind of 6 to 12 episode kind of glimpse into the lives of in this case, it's, you know, MMO RPG nerds.
Yes, who are yes, all, yes.
Or like, you know, they're terrible and horrible people who are, you know,
that's my favorite.
Just
kind
working
of people.
Together to defeat this online game.
That's my kind of people, Mason. So let's. That's it. That's all I've been reading, really. Watching Superman movies so we can record them. He's gonna get that mozzie. He got it. He missed it. Oh, no, the mozzie's beating him up.
No,
it's up there.
Okay, I thought I grievously wounded it.
No, Mason, it got stronger.
Stronger than ever. Yeah.
It's up there doing bicep curls now.
Whoa.
Just eyeing you off, mate.
Whoa.
So that's good, isn't it? I wish I had more things to read. But
oh, here's a note.
Okay, I got
to love it. I should have put this in news, but I didn't.
I love news.
Last week, the Twitter account for Marvel's Inhumans finally put another tweet out.
Reactivated.
After a year, and it was the ad for The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
What's going on there, do you
which
think?
Which either somebody just remembered the password for Inhumans.
Yes.
The Twitter account. Or, and it's a coincidence, or it has something to do with Falcon and Winter Soldier, which is what I'm banking on. I'm thinking that, because it looks in the trailer, it looks like they're searching for some sort
of
weapon.
Yeah, some kind of, yeah, that's true, actually.
I think
actually.
It might be Terrigen crystals or something
Oh my
that.
God, you're probably
I think they
right.
are, like, having we rewatched The Inhumans for Caravan of Garbage.
Boom, Mason.
And we were
Stop
like,
saying that.
They're never going to bring this back. But obviously, they're going to bring back.
No, I don't think they're going to bring in humans back.
Yes,
but
not
gonna
those
bring
Inhumans.
Those
yes,
in
for
back,
sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, given that, you know, Kamala Khan is going to be in, is going to get her own movie.
And she's an Inhuman.
Yeah, and she's an Inhuman. Yeah. I'm guessing that that's how they're going to tie these in together.
I love when they take comics and put them onto moving pictures. Not just flipping a comic quickly. I'm talking actual celluloid.
Huh.
Sometimes digital.
Yeah.
It's usually digital these days, isn't it? Yeah. Wow, that's great. Should we do the next segment of the show?
Yes.
Let's do it then.
Letters.
It is letters.
The classic one was letters.
That water's for you, by the way.
Thank you.
You haven't drunk any, is all I'm saying. Skull. He's drinking. Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
I did half of it.
Half?
Yeah. The other half's for you, James.
I've got my own water. Look
friends.
At this. No, we're not friends.
Well,
we're colleagues.
Wow.
That's what I used to say to people I worked with. No, we're not friends. We're colleagues.
Well, yeah, you said it with a practice thieves of a really horrible man. So,
yes, so listen, if you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter or shoot us over an email to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com where also people are now sending us audio messages.
That's right.
Which do you want to start with that or do you want to
do some
tweets
chuck them out.
I'll need your headphone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So while you do that, maybe I'll do a tweet.
Okay.
This is from Shamil Shamite says, will you ever get on TikTok, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod? No.
No.
But it's only because it's a new social media platform and I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
If it was anything, I wouldn't do
we
it.
We hate new things, yes.
Yeah, we hate new things.
A friend of the show, Nando V Movies, is on TikTok, I believe. But
I bet he's crushing it.
Yes.
I bet he's doing all sorts of hot content.
That's right.
I knew it. I could tell. Yeah. I could tell by the way he does things, Mason.
That's right.
I knew what he's about.
He's got a fluidity about him that you need to be on TikTok.
He's got a movement.
Yeah, that's
right. Exactly.
Let's listen to a voicemail.
Yeah, that's right.
Screened one.
Now, one is screened and one is unscreened.
One we listened to, one we didn't listen
here
to.
Here we go. Here we go, Mason. This is the screened one.
James A. Mason. I love listening to your podcast while I work. I work at a construction site, and oftentimes I'll go into a house, find myself alone, and pop in headphones and listen to your podcast and turn around after washing a bunch of windows and realize that somebody has been there, and I can't help but wonder how many times they've just heard me giggling to myself as I listen to your podcast, because you often make me laugh out loud, so I think I look kind of like a crazy person regularly to people. So thanks for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Loved it. Who's that from, James?
That was from, I didn't say the name. Joshua, do I say the first name?
Say last every name, James.
Joshua Garner. So no, thank you so much for taking the time.
What a nice
to
voice,
listen
Mel.
Every goddamn time that you're at work. And we're glad that we're giving you a giggle.
I like that he said every time I sneak into a house. Because in context, obviously, that the house he's working on, he's building some stuff in there.
Yes, yes.
But I like to think he's like, I'm going to take my break, guys, from working on this house, and then he just sneaks into a nearby house.
That's hot stuff.
It's hot stuff,
thank
right?
you. We really appreciate that. We're glad when people like the thing, don't we?
Yes.
We've got another unscreened one. This is from David Roberts. says, I wrote this riff and don't know what to do with it. I usually play speed metal, so here you go.
What's the subject line?
Well, the subject line is disco version of the Weekly Planet.
Here we go.
Is this the new theme song, Mason?
Maybe. Let's find out.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, the Weekly Planet, the Weekly Planet.
It definitively is, James. Yes, it is.
But he said butthole.
But so he said, mmm.
At the end, he did say that.
Straight after butthole, he said, mmm.
That's true. I love it. Yeah, I loved that.
I loved it
felt
also.
Felt very jazzy.
Yeah.
Did it feel that way to you?
I mean, it felt more disco-y to me. But
oh, yeah, that's true. That's what I meant.
Mm.
Whatever I said.
That was tremendous. I loved it.
I loved it too. Oh, my God. If you got any alternate theme songs, send them on through.
Yeah. Dave. We'll take any. We'll take any genre.
It can be any song, really.
You can play any song. Yeah, that's right.
You want to throw us Wonderwall? Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it a listen.
I mean, if you were the rights holder to Wonderwall.
Yeah, and then you let us.
Either of the Gallaghers, if you're out there listening.
Yeah.
And you just want to fire up that email and send us your version of Wonderwall.
This is the thing I do. It's my impression. Yeah. Ready? I hope my fucking brother.
So that's either of the Gallaghers.
Yes.
Okay, great.
I think I've done it before, but I love it. Sometimes I do it to myself.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Because I do hate my brother.
Yes.
But which one?
Both ones.
They're both.
Both ones.
All right. What else you got in terms of
letters? I'm going to read some emails, James.
I've got one more tweet, but why don't you do some emails?
This is an email we got this week. I put this on Instagram because I liked it so much.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's from Dominic Paul McKenzie to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Mm. It says, hello, Weekly Planet Pod.
Hello.
This email informs you that you have been certified as a beneficiary of the estate and resources of late Craig Planet Pod.
Yeah.
After extensive long-term research, if you are of the Planet Pod lineage,
I
will give you more information about your benefits.
How do we get in on this from the ground up?
We're going to be rich, obviously. But I love that my favourite part about this is there's been no...
It's clearly a generated...
Yes, but I love it. They've gone, well, this account has a first name and a last name, so, you know, do you want to spend a night in Planet Pod Castle and receive your inheritance. It's haunted.
Would you spend the night in a haunted castle?
Yeah.
I'd just do it.
Yeah, I'd bring a gun.
Ghosts, they don't care about guns.
It's a ghost gun.
What does it shoot?
Some smaller ghosts that are aggravated about the bigger ghosts. They have small ghost syndrome. They're mad and feisty.
Oh, okay. They're little.
Yeah.
And okay. They're out in the town. They get a bit aggravated.
Exactly, yeah.
They're
wearing
polos with
popped collars. And then you see a big ghost come at you, and you whisper to your gun, you're like, that guy thinks he's better than you because he's big and you're little. And then you bang, and then you get him.
Does it say bang, or does it go,
a
ghost?
That's right, yeah.
Good. Is that what a noise a ghost makes?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Okay, let's do it.
Do you have one in mind? Do you already know is there a haunted house?
Yeah, the one that you said. The one that you just
said. Oh, I guess so. Yeah, that's probably true, yeah. All right,
did you email them back?
No.
Is that we want that?
I don't know if we'd get any results, if I'm honest.
Mm. We'd probably end up on a list where we get spammed forever as well.
Yeah.
This is from Frank O. the Frank, or Frank to the Frank, sorry. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
Frank to the Frank!
Hey, mates, just wondering, as a Nintendo Switch owners, both of us? Just me.
Just you. I haven't bought one yet.
Have you invested in the Scott Pilgrim game that was re-released for its 10-year anniversary?
It's like a side-scrolling.
It is. Beat 'em up.
Fighting game, yeah.
Keeps up the good work from sunny Huddersfield. I never played it, and I think I will give it another go. Because there was a rights issue with it.
Mm.
Maybe it was at Ubisoft or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think they were. Yeah.
But so it's based on the comic, but it came out the same time as the movie.
That's right.
Which is also based on the comic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a yes. I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
It's like it's old school, isn't it? It's old school, beat em up a brawler.
That's right, yeah.
Like a Streets of Rage. Apparently the new Streets of Rage is really good as well.
It looks good.
I used to love the Streets of Rage games.
Yeah.
God. The car would come and shoot the missiles, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
God damn. What's next, Mason?
I've
got one more at least.
James, I've got so many.
Can you do us that favour?
I've got 100 emails.
Okay.
It's from Lily.
Hello.
Do you have opinions on Sandman?
Yes.
Hey, guys, I recently got back into the pod, so I may have missed you talking about this, and I was wondering if you had any thoughts about the upcoming Sandman TV show. Neil Gaiman described it as being more of a modern-day take than a completely direct adaptation, although he did mention on his Tumblr that they're doing the 24-hour diner, so it's presumably sticking pretty close.
Okay.
Are you guys excited for it, and what do you think about comic book adaptations sticking close to the originals? Cheers, Lily. Also, can I be the official teen trans Brit who makes spreadsheets about DC TV shows for fun of the podcast?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lily. I'm very excited, for Sandman. This, yeah. Gwendolyn Christie is going to be Lucifer in this. Which is interesting because...
Charles Dance is in it.
Yeah, because we were talking about Constantine just earlier.
Yes.
In which Lucifer is also played by... Wait, not Lucifer. Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel is played by Tilda Swinton. Tilda Swinton,
yes.
So they're both of these have had a gender-swapped...
Oh, yeah.
Angelic kind of vibe, which is interesting. It's an interesting idea and aesthetic.
I agree.
Because when you think, like...
They're all, like, mythical, ghostly beings.
Yeah, and sort of really the weird androgyny and stuff like
whatever,
that.
Yeah.
I would love to see, and just once I would like to see, like, an Old Testament version of an angel in one of these movies, which is just all teeth and eyes. And, yeah. You know...
just a nightmare to behold.
Yeah.
Isn't what they really look like or whatever, supposedly.
Crazy. Yeah, for sure.
Great stuff.
I'm excited for that. No, yeah, there's too. A... There's
when's
a,
that out? Let me find out. I don't know when that's out. Yeah.
But, yeah, there's one particular issue of Sandman. It's quite early in the run. Where Dr. Destiny, supervillain Doc, because quite early in the run, it's more attached to the regular DC universe. Like, it's referenced a lot more.
Okay.
And then the longer it goes, the further it isn't. So in one of the early comic, like issue 5 or 6 or something like that, Dr. Destiny acquires Dream's magical ruby Dreamstone, which he can use to command people. And he traps a whole bunch of people in a diner for 24 hours and they all go mad and murder each other. And it's sick. Pretty, it's like... It's like as far to horror as Neil Gaiman went in the comic book.
Yeah, right.
I think he was just like, I think his rationale for it was...
How far in is that, did you say? Sorry?
Like issue 6? Oh, 5 or 6.
Okay.
But I think his rationale was like, I may not do this again, but I'll put it in here so people are like, I don't know what's going to happen for the rest of this. Like,
Yeah.
You just put in the most horrific...
Yeah.
It's a very horrific 24 hours and then Dream shows up, but he's too late. I know, right? Yeah. Too busy.
Have to get back to that.
Having a
hard,
snooze.
I have a hard copy and a digital copy.
Ah.
I still haven't.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
You know, there have been some, successful and less successful Neil Gaiman adaptations recently. You know, Good Omens, which some people like. Friend of the show, Andy Matthews, doesn't like it. I liked it a lot.
Me too.
And American Gods is still trundling along.
And good, apparently.
I like the first season a lot. I didn't go back.
The first episode.
I didn't go back to season 2 and 3. Apparently there were some troubles on set and production difficulties. But I should get back onto it because it's on Amazon Prime, so it's free.
Yeah, it's always there all the time.
Yes.
People always say when we say it's free, people are like, well, I don't think you know what free means. I don't think you know what free means. Do you know what free means, Mason?
Yeah, it means you pay for a subscription to Amazon Prime and then you get it for free.
For free, every time there's an episode.
That's
thank
right,
you.
Exactly,
that's what I thought it meant. Yeah.
This is an email from Admiral Hackbar. He says, I didn't lie to my friend, but I did the next best thing.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I've been trying to convince my friend to listen to your podcast, but he is too familiar with the show to lie. So instead, I nagged him repeatedly over many months, met always with, I don't care about comic book news or they're not even funny. Until yesterday. We're sitting together in class, and when he opens his laptop, what should be on the screen but a Google Chrome tab displaying the TeePublic Weekly Planet merch page, a victory for the weekly wackadadoos.
I agree.
Can we be made the official package deal of the podcast? Yes.
Absolutely.
That is an absolute win for us, James.
We've done it again.
We've gone from they're not even funny to... I mean, maybe he hasn't changed his opinion, but he is willing to purchase some merch. So I think that's important.
Turns out we are funny, to that guy at least.
Or we've just battered down his defences until he's like, ugh.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. What's next, Mason?
Here's one more email, James.
I love one more
email. Travis. Hello, Travis Weekly Wackada Dads. Travis here. I'm the host of the Watchmen Minute podcast. It's a Movies by Minute podcast where we did an episode about every minute of the director's cut of Zack Snyder's Watchmen.
Does that include the Black Freighter?
Ooh, email back in, Travis.
Please do.
Travis, email back.
Travis.
I know it sounds crazy, but Movies by Minutes is a whole genre of podcasting.
I know, yeah.
My question is, gun to your head, gun to your dick, what feature-length movie could you podcast about 1 minute of the movie at a time?
None of them. Couldn't do it.
Really?
What would you do?
It
had to be something dense. Maybe The Phantom Menace. I reckon I could do The Phantom Menace.
I think there is one.
The first movie
that came to my head just now is Ocean's 11, but not the Rat Pack one.
No, the
Clooney Pitt one.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of like...
It would also be frustrating to watch 1 minute at a time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would rather just watch the movie.
I wonder what I'd be fascinated, like, from email back in, Travis, like the system is you watch, you time out 1 minute and you watch it.
Yeah.
Then do you take notes? Do you talk about the production? Do you talk about the...
If a scene is about to end, but there's like a second left, you have to pause it and then wait for the next.
Yeah. How
break it up?
How dedicated are people to the? This is James. This whole thing's fascinating.
Let's take it over.
I bet that we should. I bet there's like different. Like different podcasts probably have different rules, and there's people who are like, get a load of these casuals who like let the scene end. We would never let the scene end.
No, we wouldn't.
We will end one half of a second before the scene ends because that's where.
That's podcasting.
That's podcasting.
That's minute
baby.
By minute podcasting.
Yeah.
God damn it. No, it'd have to be something.
So you couldn't do it with anything.
No.
What's.
Well, it'd have to be something where I have a lot to say, maybe, and it changes rapidly.
What's a movie that you would just. You've got the day off. And try and imagine that if you can.
Can't.
And you just want to watch a movie for fun.
Movie for fun?
Yeah. But
I'd probably go to a streaming series if I'm honest.
Well, you can't.
Oh.
Just a movie you like. This is a movie I feel good about it and I just enjoy it. I could probably do Ghostbusters. I could do the Blues Brothers.
I said Dread, but once we did Dread, I stopped watching Dread.
Oh, right.
For Caravan of Garbage.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That ruined that.
Okay. So it can't be one of our homework movies.
No, I really like Sunshine. Like, genuinely, yeah, I know it's a joke, but I do put that on quite a bit.
I think also if it's a movie you really enjoy,
yeah,
I imagine you could squeeze out, like, you could just watch a minute and just have a lot to say about it. And also, you don't have to do.
Do you want to do it? Is that what you're doing to me here?
No.
Is that
no.
what we're doing?
No, I'm just curious. That sounds like a lot of work for us. I'm saying, like, I could do it for Iron Man. And I know we've done a commentary.
We'll probably do
a Caravan of Garbage,
yeah.
But I reckon I could very easily. I could do Iron Man
because that's a lot going on, and just about the future of the series and
for sure. Definitely. And bearing in mind, you don't have to do this. You do a minute a week.
Yeah.
Know, so
that's true. But you'd probably bank a few, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you do two minutes a week.
Make it worth your while.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the show though?
That is the whole show. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We definitely appreciate it, folks out there in Melbourne. I hope you guys are doing all right,
or anywhere in the world.
No, I don't care about anywhere else besides Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No, everyone.
Oh, you're right again.
I am right. It's very true. Thank you, everybody, for subscribing, telling a friend, lying about our podcast.
Yeah, give them to buy merch.
To a friend to get them to buy merch. Yeah, just badgering your friends until they listen.
Like a badger.
Even if they never listen again, we'll take their download and we will accept the tarnishing of your reputation.
Absolutely.
In recommending a thing that they definitely don't like.
I agree.
Thank you for leaving a nice review. James, you got a nice review there?
Got a couple here, Mason. This is from EZPZ_77. Mm-hmm. My favorite podcast. When I first heard this podcast, my thought was, wait a minute, these guys are Australian. Fuck this. But they've grown on me. 5 stars. Thank you. And nice. This one is from BS Moley, who says, I'm obsessed with this. Or am I? So 5 stars again. It really helps out the show.
And I'm obsessed with 5-star reviews.
Me too.
Of this podcast specifically.
We could get a few more. There's a lot of really fun reviews in there and I really enjoy reading them and then reading them out here. So send them through if you can,
please
if you
do.
Want.
Yeah.
See, Nat, what else, Mason?
James, folks, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. If you want to leave a voicemail, very simple, just record it on your phone, send it as an email to
weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting website, planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the Planet Broadcasting newsletter. You can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group.
Yes.
You can follow our friend Rob Collings, who is involved with the Planet Broadcasting Facebook group. And the Planet Broadcasting newsletter, you can follow him at Raw Collings on Twitter. You can follow him at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. Mm. You can follow me on Twitter at Wikipedia Brown. You can follow me on Instagram at Nick Maso, NickMaseau. James, you're on. You're Mr. Sunday Movies Everywhere.
I am everywhere I've ever been.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. You can chuck in a buck. We would definitely appreciate it. Keeps the lights on in the podcast room.
Yeah, it really does. Keeps the Aussies coming in hot.
They love it. They love the lights in here. Well, I think we scared that guy off because he hasn't come back.
Yeah, he's gone.
That's right. I got him.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I wounded him badly.
You didn't wound shit.
No, I didn't. He's gonna regret it for the rest of his days. you can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Click through on there. You can sign up to BigSandwich.co. It's $9 US a month, but you get bonus content. It's all up there. We're not going to delete any of it.
No.
We may have said that in the past, but we don't know what we're thinking.
Maybe
we'll
do it one day. Maybe we'll just delete it.
Oh, my God.
Once.
We'll hit the big red button.
Could be this week.
When they built the site, they provided us with a big red button. We've each got one in our houses, and at any time, we push the button and it fires the other one and it deletes all the content. But we've got bonus podcasts and movie commentaries and all kinds of stuff.
That's right. This week is a movie commentary, isn't it?
That's right. It's Thor.
It's Thor.
The first Thor.
Original Thor.
That's right. We've got t-shirts on tpublic.com. Buy one even if you have listened to the show and you don't like the show.
Yeah. That's
but we've just gotten into your brain enough that you're like, I better get a t-shirt.
We want you to buy one.
What if these become good? What if these guys become good?
What if we're like Bitcoin, you know? You
think it's not worth anything. Goes up. And then, exactly. And then you go to buy a shirt and it's like $500.
I've entered the crypto market, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to say which ones because I don't want to be responsible for anyone losing all of their money.
Is it Dogecoin?
Okay. Well, it's not that one. Right. But that's all I'll say.
Huh. Is it Harry Potter themed?
It is Harry Potter themed, yes. Galleons? I don't know
yes,
what it is
that's
in Harry
right,
Potter.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, it's not. But anyway, please continue.
Butterbits. that's what I'd call it.
It's good.
But I can't now because I put it out in the world. I'd have to do it before this episode comes out because as soon as I do it, somebody's going to make it.
Exactly.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all the musical themes. Thank you to everybody who sent in their own musical theme, whether it be disco. Or bloody
a slow jazz
or
slow
emo.
Love an emo one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that's the whole show.
That's right. Next week, maybe guests.
Oh yeah, maybe guests.
That was supposed to be this week,
but then the world locked down.
Ended in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So yeah. But so maybe. But also maybe not.
Maybe not.
Very much so. Yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.